It is Earth Day. It is Earth Day. And I feel bad for the Earth. Can you just think about the Earth's place in the galaxy? You know, it's floating around the galaxy, this sad rock that we're all on. Other planets are looking at it going, oh, there's Earth. You know what I mean? Like kind of pitying, like, I think it's got the virus. You know what I mean? Like, Earth has, like, got the, you know, what virus is that? Humanity. Isn't that deep, man? It's polluted. We're polluting the planet, and it's dying. I just like the idea of Earth kind of going through the, you know, sort of like waving at other planets, going, help, they're killing me. You know, now we're spreading to other planets. You know, we're going to Mars, we're going to the moon, and we're shooting little spores up into space to take pictures. The planets are freaking out. I think eventually the whole galaxy is going to be like, let's get out of here, man. These humans are trouble.
Doesn't Earth go all big-headed and go, but I'm the one with my own TV show?
I don't know. I think the Earth is ill and surrounded by this cloud of gas, and the, you know, other planets are sort of like, man, the moon's probably like, and I'm stuck orbiting it. Think about me.
You know, this morning it looked like certainly New York was surrounded by a cloud of gas. It was like this fog.
Isn't that weird when fog hits New York?
Yeah.
Fog is like in San Francisco, it's there all the time. I lived there for a couple years.
Yeah.
And it's really pretty. You know, it's kind of weird and eerie. But when New York, when it gets covered with fog, you're like, uh-oh. What's happening?
You worry about people having, like, chain accidents and stuff.
I didn't even notice that. It was so dark when I came out. Was it really there was fog?
When I came over the George Washington Bridge, it's
big
like
fog.
Yeah, no, you go over the bridge, you can tell. Because you couldn't see on the other side. You couldn't see Manhattan. That's how bad it was.
Yeah, I came over the bridge. Did I notice that? I was busy having some sort of weird Zen moment with the quietness of it, you know. It's weird when I leave the house, you see those, like, few sort of stragglers coming in from their partying, you know.
Oh, yeah.
The girl that lives upstairs all,
really?
You know,
I just see people cleaning the street, you know, fan-blasting the street. I see, you know, city crews kind of cleaning up sidewalks. People in, you know, are washing floors inside cafes and restaurants. It's like there seem to be more people out there working at 2:30, 3 in the morning.
There's a girl on the scooter again with her hat.
Not in on a scooter at 2:30 in the morning.
I only
scoot two blocks up until I can actually get a cab, and then I fold it up and get in, and the guy looks at me. Actually, I do have a hard time getting a cab because they all look at me with this folded up metal contraption and think maybe I've got some kind of weird machine
gun. Like you're Mary Poppins.
No, they do a double take.
Mary Poppins with a pipe bomb.
Look, when I flick my fingers and my house gets tidied up, then you can laugh, okay?
I need someone to tidy up my house. It's ridiculous.
Don't count on me. I'm not setting foot inside your house unless you pay me.
Very nice.
Okay.
And really, all it would take is money?
Yeah, but more than you have.
All right, okay.